Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center, and I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line, Miss Valencia Moore. Can you assist her?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Valencia.
Thanks so much.
Emmanuel here on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to double check your cell phone here. Best callback number is 312-401-2935.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, and I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
And just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, was it you that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers within the last 20 years, or was it a family member?
Me.
Sure. Now, which of the following were you diagnosed with, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Endometrial.
Okay. Very sorry to hear that. And what date were you diagnosed?
November 8th. 23.
Of 23, okay. November 8th of 2023. And then at what facility or hospital or medical center were you diagnosed at?
Loyola University. I'm at work too, so I'm moving around a little bit.
Okay.
Loyola University.
In Chicago?
Yes.
Oh, cool. You're in Chicago.
And it was ovarian. It's epithelial. I said endometrial, but it's epithelial ovarian cancer.
Ovarian, okay. Let me put ovarian instead. Let me change that. Okay. And then you said Loyola University Medical Center, the one on First Street, South First Street?
No, on Maryland.
On Maryland, let me see. I see Maywood.
On Maryland Avenue. 50, it's on 58th in Maryland. In Chicago.
Okay, let me look for it here. Chicago. Give me that address, please.
Let me look it up real quick.
Sure.
Address. I don't know the address offhand. Uh, 5841 South Maryland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
60637.
Perfect. That is a nice looking building. Let me put that in here. And then what was your doctor's name?
Margaret Leota.
Margaret Leota?
Yes. L-I-O-T-T-A.
Perfect. I see her here. Looks like her middle initial is R. That was the doctor that diagnosed and treated you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then let me go to this next section here. We'll let it load up here, and I'm going to put in Illinois again. And it's going to have me put Illinois in a third place, so bear with me while I put it there.
Hey.
And then just to confirm here, you used the hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer. Is that correct?
Correct.
And on average, about how many times a year would you use the product?
6 to 8.
6 to 8? Okay.
Minimum of 6.
Okay. And then you're a U.S. resident, are you?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
And do you know anyone else that would have used the product and also got ovarian cancer or no?
No, not offhand.
No, okay. And it sounds like you were using it about monthly or so, right?
Yeah, like every 6 to 8 weeks.
And then about what year did you start using the product?
I want to say about 2008.
Okay. So from 2008 to about 2023 when you got diagnosed, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put that here. And now, were you mostly using the product at home or at a salon?
At home.
Okay. And what brand did you primarily use?
Ultra Sheen.
Ultra Sheen. Let me see. I'm looking for it. They have Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me, Optimum, Contour Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB, ORS, Olive Oil, Mizani, ISO Plus, L'Oreal.
I've used all of them, actually.
Okay. I'm going to put, most common one is Dark and Lovely. You use that one as well?
I use that one, the Mizani, and, yeah.
Mizani? Okay, I'll put Mizani. And so you used it about 15 years from the dates that you gave me. And so just to confirm then, in those 15 years that you used it, you were you would have used it 2 or more years, or you would have gone diagnosed after 2 or more years after you started using the product for at least 1 year. Is that correct? You used it for at least 2 years before you got diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatments have you received?
Chemotherapy, radiation, and pain meds.
And what date roughly did you start the chemo?
Around the same time, November 23.
Okay. Put November of 23. I'll just put November 30th, you know, so it's still in that month. And then you said it was the same doctor, so let me plug in her info here as well. One second. Let me put that there. And then can you confirm your gender for the reporting?
Female.
Thank you. And then I'm going to double check the way your name came into my file. B-A-L-E-N-C-I-A, and then M-O-O-R-E, Valencia Moore. Is that
yes.
correct? Okay.
Yes.
And then the email that I have here is V-E-E-B-R-Y-M-O-O-R-E@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then we already confirmed your cell phone. So what is your current mailing address?
18545 Willow Avenue, Country Club Hills, Illinois, 60478.
That sounds fancy. Country Club Hills, 60478. And then we're just about done here. Just a couple more sections. This next one asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really, not at this time.
Okay. And then the last portion is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
11/27/1978.
I'll read that back. That's 11/27/78.
Yes.
Okay. And then the social? 342?
Huh?
I was saying 342.
70. Mm-hmm. 4210.
4210, okay. And then I'm going to hit submit here, and then it's going to spin in my system for a couple moments to make sure that I didn't miss any of the fields. And then it's going to text and email you an automated DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to tap next. But give it a few moments here while it does its spinning thing.
Okay.
Okay, it just shows sent.
Okay.
So it should get to you any second. And then you'll follow the prompts on the DocuSign there. And then you'll know we did it correctly.
Okay, the sign at the bottom right.
Yeah, anywhere that's highlighted in yellow, you'll tap the sign, and then you'll know we did it correctly once it lets you tap a yellow finish button. If you get to the yellow finish button and you tap it and nothing happens, we might have missed a signature somewhere. And it does show that you completed it correctly, so you're all set for now. In about a week or so, depending on their workload, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves, double-check the work that was sent over to them, make sure there's no spelling errors. So even though it'll be a short call, it'll be an important call because that's what gets you tidied up in their system. But other than that, you're set for the day here, and then you have a restful weekend, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.